You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Monday afternoon. We're now joined by John Davis. He is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Hey, good afternoon to you, John. Thanks for being with us.
Well, good afternoon, Todd. My pleasure as always.
Well, let's talk here about the Midwest. Boy, it looks like colder weather is coming in. What does that mean in your opinion? And will it be wet as well?
Well, that's an understatement. We're going into a majorly cold pattern coming up by the middle of this week, and it's going to be at least two, if not more, weeks of significantly below normal temperatures across the whole central portion of the country. As for precipitation, it looks like this cold air is going to scour out a lot of the moisture, so the wet zone will be moving down south into places like the Delta and into the southeast rather than the heart of the Midwest. So we have a couple of light precip events coming up, but in general, it will be very cold the next couple of weeks with some minor light events, but no big storm systems across the region.
What do we call very cold at this time of year?
You will have low temperatures in the next week or 10 days in the teens across much of Illinois, with some days where you will have high temperatures at or below freezing. You're talking about readings on some days 15 to 20 degrees below normal. It's significant, in some cases, record-setting cold.
Wow, when does this begin?
The middle to end of this week, and so by late Tuesday, Wednesday is when the cold front goes through, but then the end of this week and over the weekend is when the core of that Arctic air mass plunges right from northern Canada down into the heart of the Midwest. And that's just the first of numerous air masses coming down into the central U.S.
Is this covering the Dakotas, Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, the whole of the Corn Belt all the way through Ohio?
The whole of the Corn Belt and even going into the southern U.S., yes.
Wow, so you said it's the first one. When's the second one?
Second one is next week. So once we get into Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week, that's when the second one hits. It looks like we'll have a third one after that.
Oh, my Lord. It sounds like it's going to be cold, and we jump from fall to winter very quickly.
It's going to be more typical of the middle to latter portion of December than the middle of November.
Yeah, so I take it there will be some snow probably further north if that's the case. We don't usually here get to anything until I think the first average inch is the 19th day of December, if I remember correctly, for our station, but not yet. Not yet, I suppose.
Well, I don't know about that. There will be some snow around. There's no indications of any kind of a big storm, but to get an inch or two here or there across the Midwest, that will be pretty likely here coming up over the next, 10-day time frame, yeah. So it looks, again, the snow potential looks very early, too.
South America?
South America is in fine shape. Really no major issues either across Brazil or Argentina. And from a pattern standpoint, it continues to look quite favorable with really no development of any kind of large-scale dryness or large-scale heat. So the good start continues.
Hey, thanks so much.
Oh, my pleasure, Todd.
John Davis is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. For the rest of the week, I'll be on the road in Kansas City at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention. Catch us there Tuesday through Friday, and do visit our website to hear all of our programming at willag.org, and to buy your tickets for the Farm Assets Conference or at farmassetsconference.com.